Unfortunately, it wasn't a day for the Roma we want to remember. Thoman turned out winners, 25 points to 15. And I have to say, in the second half, they just held too much. Their line-out was very secure. Their breakdown work was very, very good. And Roma, even when they got back with the intercepted score to take it to 18-15, unfortunately, then they lost another score, and that didn't help their case. I have to say, talking to some of the Thoman guys and the Roma boys, I think it's a unanimous decision that some of the referees at the moment, some of the decisions just beggar belief for both sides. I mean, he was allowing, when Moyles were driving forward, he was allowing boys to change grip and come round the side. Oma got a yellow card for apparently a no arms tackle, which the touch judge said was okay, but the referee overruled him. I know you can blame everybody you want, but the facts remain that on the scoreboard tonight and in the scorebooks, it was Oma. It was Thoman who won this game, and they will now be playing their rugby in All-Ireland League Division 2C after a bit of an absence. They were a very, very useful side over 15 years ago. I remember going down with City Derry when they were in Division 2B, and you never expect an easy game from a Munster side. One of the things that we'll have to compliment both sides, I can't recall an incident where players were pushing and shoving. They hit each other as hard as they could, and they get up and walked away, which is not something we see in Match of the Day too often. But, I mean, I have to say, the spirit of the game today was to be admired. And I suppose at the end of the day, these guys are amateurs, and we don't want anybody getting a serious injury. The game started off, and it was Oma who had the first chance to get points after 12 minutes, but their winger, Jason Keeley, hit the ball wide, and that you'd have thought that was a bit of a let-off for Roma. No more scoring then until 26 minutes. Nip and tuck, Roma had a couple of times their backs looked very, very good, and but a pass not going to hand or a misjudged pass didn't help the case. You may hear in the background they're certainly, the Thoman guys are really enjoying themselves in the circle, singing away. But then on 26, that was 26 minutes, just before half-time, Thoman got two tries. In the 34th minute, their full-back made an extra man out wide, and he went over, and that made it 8 points to nil. Scotty Elliott, the out half, reduced to 8-3, but then just before half-time was the killer punch, a few minutes after 40. Prop Kieran McGrath, he drove over from a line-out. So Roma found themselves 15-3 down at half-time. With a slight wind that there was and a slight slope, they brought it back then with a good score. And straight after the kick-off, whenever their fullback looped and Connor Spencer, their winger, sailed in under the post. But sailed into the corner. Unfortunately, the penalty, the conversion was missed. So that left it at 15-18. Back came... Back 15-8, sorry. Back came Oma, but they were yellow carded for a high tackle again. Say no more about that. And Thoman, they banged that over, going to 18-8. So that was a two-try game. Oma straight from the kickoff went back and forced Thoman to run the ball from their own 22. A bad pass saw the centre Josh Kyle intercept. He sailed in under the post. Elliot converted. So 18-15, with 20 minutes to go, and it looked as if Oma were staging a fight back. Well, that wasn't to be, because then Thoman really took domination, especially for minutes. They won virtually every ball. They were very good at the breakdown, slowing the ball down. And eventually, their centre, Jake Connolly, he got over at the post. Keeley converted, so that was 25-15, and that's how it ended up. There was a couple of 40s from Oma towards the end of the game, but it was more or less, too little too late. And I mean, when it went to 25-15, of course, it needed two tries to even tie the game. It has been a disappointment for Roma, because they've had a magnificent 8 years in the All-Ireland League. But unfortunately, a few games in the season where they lost out by a point or 2 points with silly scores being given against them has made, that's what's left in this playoff position. Otherwise, they would still be playing. But they are very lucky in the sense where their seconds and their thirds and fourths have been very successful this year. But that doesn't mean that a lot of those guys could move up. So it's a rebuilding process again at Omagh here. But when you look around, you see the magnificent clubhouse and the number of people who are attending their game. I think it can only be a positive start to Championship 1 next year. So the final score at Mellon Park in this playoff for a position in All-Ireland League Division 2C was Omagh 15, Thomond 25.